So I was looking at some stats this morning that honestly kind of made my head spin. We talk about content saturation all the time, you know, this idea that there's just too much stuff out there. Infinite TikTok, millions of podcasts. The shelf space feels infinite.
It feels that way because, I mean, technically it is infinite. The digital shelf, anyway, you can upload forever. But here's the catch we always miss. While the shelf is infinite, our capacity to fill it with anything good, that is very, very finite.
Right, because there's a person somewhere behind every one of those videos or white papers. There's a human with lukewarm coffee staring at a blinking cursor.
Exactly. It's the production capacity bottleneck. For a decade, everyone was obsessed with distribution. How do I hack the algorithm? How do I get seen?
Yeah, that part's solved. The pipes are there.
The pumps are there. The real barrier to growth now is just the physics of it. The time and the money it takes to make high-quality assets to fill those pipes.
That linear trap. One person, one asset. If I want a blog post and a video and a podcast on one topic, that's a whole team and a week of work.
And you need to be everywhere at once now. That omni-channel ubiquity, the old model is just a fast track to going broke. You can't hire enough people to feed that beast.
So, okay, that sets up what we're talking about today perfectly. We're looking at this really specific collision of two worlds. On one side, we have Auto Content API, which calls itself an industrial engine for content. And on the other side, automation. Anywhere. The enterprise giant building what they call the autonomous enterprise.
It's a fascinating pair. You have Automation Anywhere, who are just masters of automating the work itself.
The business processes.
Exactly. And then you have Auto Content API, which is about automating the story about that work.
Okay, before we get into how they work together,
Yeah.
I really want to drill down on Auto Content.
Yeah.
Because we've looked at the docs, this is not just another ChatGPT wrapper where you type in a prompt and it spits out a blog post.
No, and that's the most important distinction. It's an API-first solution. It's headless.
Which, for anyone who's not in development, that just means there's no pretty user interface. You don't
What?
click buttons, it just lives in the code.
Precisely. It's infrastructure. Think of it like this. You have a tool like Google's Notebook LM, which is great, we love it, but Notebook LM is like an artisan bakery. You walk in, you give it your ingredients, your PDFs, you talk to it, you get a nice loaf of bread. It's manual.
Right, you can't run a global food supply chain with an artisan bakery.
You can't. Auto Content is the factory. It's designed to be triggered by a workflow. Something happens in Zapier or a custom script runs, and that triggers the generation. It decouples the idea from the production.
Explain that,
Got
because usually those two things are stuck together. I have the idea, so I have to make it.
Not anymore. The whole premise is you already have the knowledge. It's trapped. It's in a PDF, a URL, a text file, maybe a YouTube video. That's your raw input. The API is a transformation engine. It takes that raw stuff and turns it into broadcast-ready assets.
And we're not just talking about a robot voice reading text. I listened to some of the podcast samples. It's like two different voices, a whole dynamic conversation.
It's mimicking the dynamic we have right now, programmatically. But let's pivot to automation. Anywhere. Because they're not just a random example. Their specific problems make them a perfect test case for this.
Yeah, let's get into that. Because this isn't a company that just makes like macros for Excel. They are deep in the weeds of agentic process automation, APA.
They're building the brain for the enterprise. They've got the process reasoning engine, the Mozart orchestrator that manages all the AI agents. It's heavy stuff.
Okay, but here's the friction I see immediately. That is all incredibly complex. I mean, if I'm just a developer, maybe I get it. But Mozart Orchestrator, it sounds cool, but I have no idea what it actually does.
And that's the enterprise challenge in a nutshell. The more advanced your tech gets, the harder it is to explain. So automation anywhere right now relies on really heavy technical docs, 50-page white papers on AI governance.
Which are valuable for sure. The gold is in there.
The gold is in there, but it's buried deep. A 50-page manual is not something you consume on your commute. It's not going viral. And that creates an information silo. The knowledge is there, but it's locked away in a format that's hard to access.
And they're a global company, right? So it's not just English speakers trying to decipher this.
Exactly. Japan, Germany, Latin America, you have a complexity problem on top of a language barrier. That's a huge communications bottleneck.
So let's play matchmaker. How does plugging this Auto Content API into their system actually fix that friction? Let's start with their own employees.
Internal knowledge transfer. It's a huge pain point for any company that size. So imagine automation Anywhere releases a critical update. It's all detailed in a 30-page internal PDF.
And let's be honest, how many people are actually reading that on a Friday afternoon?
Very, very few.
Yeah.
But what if they hook their internal system up to auto-content? The second that PDF is uploaded, the API ingests it, pulls out the key points, the why this matters, and automatically generates a 10-minute private podcast.
Oh, wow. So I can listen to the compliance update while I'm driving to work.
Exactly. You turn homework into passive consumption. It's fluid knowledge transfer. You're meeting people where they are, not forcing them to sit and read.
But what about the quality? If I'm an engineer there and I hear the AI hallucinate a fact about the update, I'm going to lose trust instantly.
That's a great point. And that's where the deep research function is so key. This isn't just making things up based on a prompt. It uses AI agents like Gemini or OpenAI models to browse the live web or, more importantly, to verify everything against the source material you gave it.
So it's grounded in their document. It's constrained creativity.
Precisely.
Okay, so that handles the internal team. But the real friction and the real money is in how you talk to your customers.
It's even higher externally. Oops. Let's take a real scenario. I'm a CFO. I'm stressed. I need to fix my company's invoicing mess. I land on the Automation Anywhere page for accounts payable invoice automation.
It's a classic landing page. Lots of text, a few diagrams, and a big book a demo button.
Right. And I'm probably going to bounce in 10 seconds if I don't see value immediately. But what if the API is crawling that URL in the background? It analyzes the page, understands the value prop, and generates a 60-second explainer video on the fly.
With an avatar and everything.
A professional AI avatar, subtitles, background music, the works. It synthesizes the pitch into 60 seconds. No setup, instant ROI.
And why does that matter beyond just looking cool?
It's SEO physics. Pages with video are something like 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google. But more than that, it increases dwell time. If that CFO watches the one-minute video, they're staying on the page. They're engaging.
You're warming up the lead before they even talk to a salesperson.
And you're cutting down on support tickets because the video explains how it works. You're automating the education piece.
Okay, you mentioned their global scale earlier. This feels like where the manual way of doing things just completely falls apart. If they have a great case study in English, getting that story to their team in Japan is a huge project.
It's slow and it's expensive. You need translators, maybe local voice actors, video editors. It takes weeks. But they have a case study on their site about saving a company $120 million. That's a story they need to tell everywhere. Now,
so how did the API do it?
This is the instant globalization use case. The API supports over 50 languages. It can take that English asset, whether it's text or video, transcribe it, translate the core meaning, not just a word-for-word thing, and then resynthesize it.
So you get a fully voiced Japanese audio track,
yeah,
or a video with Spanish subtitles generated just instantly.
Pretty much. You publish the English version at 9 a.m., and by 9.05, you've got the localized versions ready for Frankfurt, Tokyo, and Sao Paulo. You are multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight without hiring a single local content manager.
Okay, that's the industrial scale you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I have to push back a bit. Infinite content is one thing, but isn't there a risk of just creating spam? Just because they can make 10,000 videos, does that mean they should?
That's the valid skepticism for sure. Volume without strategy is just noise. But this is where the agentic side of this gets really cool. It enables what's called high-speed marketing or newsjacking. It's about relevance, not just volume.
Give me an example of that.
Okay, let's say supply chain AI suddenly starts trending on Reddit and X. Maybe a new regulation dropped. By the time a corporate marketing team sees that, writes a script, gets it approved, and shoots a video, the trend is dead. It's been 3 days.
You missed the wave.
Totally. AutoContent has social intelligence built in. It can monitor those streams, see the trend spiking, and research why it's trending. Then it can generate a script or a video draft for the Automation Anywhere social team that directly connects that trend to their supply chain solution.
So a human just has to review and hit publish.
Exactly. You're cutting your reaction time from days down to minutes. You aren't spamming. You're participating in the live conversation with something valuable.
There's another layer here we talked about that went a little over my head at first. This idea of structured data. It sounds kind of boring, but you said for a company like Automation Anywhere, this is the secret sauce.
It's the most future-proof part of this entire system. We have to remember, Automation Anywhere builds AI agents. They live in a world where software talks to other software.
Okay.
Well, Auto content doesn't just output a video file, it also outputs structured data, a JSON file. This means the content is all tagged and categorized.
Right. So translate that for me. Why should a marketing director care about a JSON file?
Because of who's reading your content now. It's not just humans anymore. It's other AI agents. It's Google's search generative experience. It's ChatGPT. When you output your content in a structured way, you make it incredibly easy for other bots to read, understand, and cite your brand as the authority.
Wait, that's a huge deal. Yeah. So we're moving from SEO search engine optimization to AIO, artificial intelligence optimization.
100%. If a user asks a chatbot, who is the leader in process reasoning engines, you want that chatbot to find your structured data first. Auto content. Make sure your story is machine readable.
You're feeding the oracle.
You're ensuring your brand actually survives on the new agentic web.
Okay, we absolutely have to talk about the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because when I hear enterprise solution, my brain just hears enormous price tag. But you showed me the cost breakdown, and I thought it was a typo.
It looks like one, right? It's the cost arbitrage of the century. Let's just do the math. To make one human-produced podcast episode, you're looking at, what, $150 to $500 on the very low end?
Yeah, if you're being scrappy.
Right. With the auto content API, you're looking at something between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents. And for a video.
A simple manual explainer video can easily be $300 to $1,000. Right. Through the API, it's about 4 euros.
It's not a discount. That's a total collapse of the cost structure.
And that collapse enables a completely new strategy, the long tail.
Okay, explain the long tail in this context.
When a video costs $500, you can only afford to make videos about your biggest, most popular products. You need thousands of views to justify it. But when a video costs 4 euros, you can afford to make content about everything.
So automation anywhere can make a specific video about, like, SAP integration for mid-sized logistics firms in Germany.
Exactly. A hyper-niche topic. Maybe only 50 people on the planet are searching for that exact phrase this month.
But those 50 people are perfect leads.
They're the highest intent buyers you could possibly find. You can flood the zone. You cover every feature, every industry, every use case. You capture all the traffic your competitors are ignoring because it was too expensive for them to target.
It's like you're paving every single dirt road instead of just the main highway.
That is how you win in a saturated market. You don't just shout louder. You fill every single room with the exact answer someone is looking for.
It really feels like a perfect mirror image. Automation, anywhere, automates the company's processes, and they use auto content to automate the explanation of those processes.
It's a truly symbiotic relationship. Agentic process automation meets agentic content production.
As we wrap up, I want to zoom out for a second. We've talked about cost and scale and efficiency. But there's a weird philosophical thing here. If we have AI agents writing content and other AI agents reading that content, where do we fit in?
That is the provocative question, isn't it? We are absolutely moving toward an agentic web, a web built by agents for agents.
It sounds a little like the dead internet theory, just machines talking to each other in a circle.
It can feel that way. But the more optimistic view, and I think it's the view Automation Anywhere is betting on, is that the agents do the heavy lifting. They do the synthesis and the discovery so that humans can do the one thing the machines still can't.
The decision.
The agents present the options, but the human makes the final call. But if your business is still relying on the old model, one person typing one blog post, in a world where your competitors are building this kind of industrial infrastructure,
you're bringing a knife to a nuclear fight.
It's worse than that. You're just invisible. In a world with infinite shelf space, if you're not generating signals at scale, you just don't exist.
Are you competing or are you invisible?
Yeah.
That is a haunting thought to leave on.
Yeah.
But a really necessary one. We're going to link to everything, the auto content API specs and some of those Automation Anywhere case studies in the deep dive notes. I really recommend you check them out.
Definitely worth a look.
Thanks for diving in with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.